It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
You know, there's a no tax on tips that has been a big pillar of Trump's economic agenda, trying to eliminate, you know, where you get tipped. How many people actually report their tips, though? I mean, going way back, if it was cash, it was, well, I'm not going to say anything about that. But they had this tax cut that was part of the one big beautiful bill. You like that he named it that? It is the big beautiful bill.
It fits with the cartoon script, no doubt about it.
So it has this provision that allows some workers, not all, to deduct up to $25,000 in qualified tips. Now, included in that list of occupations that have tax exemptions, bartenders, waiters, maids, tattoo artists, golf caddies, plumbers.
You tip your plumber?
Boy, sorry, y'all. I figured the tip was in the bill, because that seems pretty high.
I didn't know I was going to say the following sentence.
Okay.
But I think I've been doing plumbers wrong for a long time.
I don't know. They charge a pretty good hourly rate.
Yeah, they do. That always seems like that's a job you'll always be able to make money in, right?
That's what they say.
Take AI a while to replace that one.
Yeah.
But you do have to deal with humanity's worst. There are 70 eligible occupations in total, but it includes digital content creators and entertainers and performers. Well, one of the problems is that pornographic entertainers are exempted from this. They're exempted from the exemption. So they still have to pay tax on their tips. So we're discriminating against pornographic.
Just a tip.
Performers. And so that means that people that work on OnlyFans, you know, most of them won't be able to deduct their tips. Well, the problem is,
Stormy Daniels is not going to be happy with that.
What do you mean?
She works in that industry, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what do you think? She was a waitress?
A waiter.
Waiter?
Yeah.
And did you say that in that industry they can deduct their tips with a P?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way it's spelled. And the problem is not everyone on OnlyFans is actually an adult content creator. There's cooking channels and there's woodworking people on there. It's not. We associate the platform with just seeing some titas and some tomahawk chop.
Jeez.
But so that means that the IRS, which is already stressed beyond belief, may have to start watching OnlyFans to make sure that the person is not an adult content creator.
So sad.
I wonder if some of them have been doing that anyway.
So being up at work watching OnlyFans, you're in the IRS building and you're having to watch. Yeah, research and Ted, I noticed that you checked out OnlyFans like you were supposed to, and you watched a lot of it there for about 15 minutes and suddenly you lost interest. What happened there at the end?
He will be held out of the first drive of the game after he was caught watching porn in a team meeting.
Is that the funniest story of the NFL year?
But it's a ball sack story, though, right? Yeah.
Who was
it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, who was it? It was the rookie who's been fined a million times.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Abdul Carter, yeah.
And so it was a fake story.
Yeah.
Although.
Fake. But we ran that on the ticker.
Yeah, Lando got ball sacked.
I'm familiar.
I wonder how many people have watched Prawn at work.
At work?
Yeah. Well, I guess since people work from home now, it's pretty easy.
Well, yes. At home, that's a different matter. I'm talking about in an actual communal workplace.
I would say very few on their work computer, but on their phone at their desk, you know, probably a decent percentage.
Yeah.
Or if they do it in the cubicle area on their work computer, do they panic when the Bluetooth connection goes out on their headphones and it switches to monitor speakers? Hear the sounds of what sounds like a woman giving birth.
Okay.
Speaking of giving birth, how much time do you spend thinking about Chinese condoms?
Zero.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
5%.
Ooh, I wonder where most of our condoms are made.
It's got to be China.
You think? Everything's made there, but do we trust Chinese condoms?
China.
Let's see. Where are most condoms? Our condoms made? Well, I'm getting differing. Okay, this AI says primarily in Asia, Malaysia, Thailand, China, and India.
See there?
And some in the West, the United States.
If you want to buy an American-made condom, it doesn't seem weird that there's so many different condom brands.
Yeah, it's really weird, man.
I don't know. It is weird. But China is removing their tax exemption for contraceptives. Now, they applied this back around 1993 when they were having an overpopulation problem. But even China now is having the same problem that most Western countries, Western-style democracies have, which is that the population has gone down so much. They're not at replacement level. And so now they're wanting people to have babies in China.
Mm.
And before, remember, they had that one-child-only policy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now are taking the step to tax contraceptives, like condoms and the birth control pill, because they don't want young people using them.
Huh.
Now, their move was effective when they did it back in 93. So effective that they now have to take measures to reverse it. So now young people are saying that that it could go up by at least 33%, possibly even more, and most people can't afford them. Hmm. So what's going to happen?
Yeah, maybe it'll work the way China wants it to work. Go back the other way.
Now, other countries are offering condoms for free, especially for young people, which it seems like that ought to be something that just ought to be free.
I think so, too.
Who pays for it?
Government. Government. For the good of all mankind. Except, and there is a problem with people not having enough kids. I know we don't like to talk about it. Somehow that's become politically incorrect to talk about the value of having children in a society. But it is important if you're going to have a society that's going to function, because if everybody just gets old and there's no young people to work to fund the government, then your whole society is going to collapse eventually. But a study released back in June found that people ages 15 to 24 on the Chinese mainland, God, they even get their mainland over there. They even manufacture their own mainland. It's Chinese. And the incidence of STIs and HIV rising over recent years.
So that's odd to me. You said the price would go up 33%?
At least. Right now, a condom in China is as cheap as 60 cents.
Okay, so you got some horny kid.
Oh,
he expects to pay 60 cents, and now he's got to pay 90 cents. I don't think he's blinking at that, is he? In order to...
No, I don't think so.
To then 5 minutes later have sex? I don't think that matters.
Well, it depends on how many he goes through.
Well... By the way, you want a condom note that I find interesting?
Was that a drop?
No.
Oh.
70% of condoms purchased in the United States
go unused
are Trojan brand.
Oh, really?
And that's an American brand. So most of what we are using here is made right here.
I'm so glad they offer multiple sizes now.
Yeah.
I told you that story the first time I ever went to a drugstore to buy a condom. I went up to the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous. God, I was nervous. And I told him I needed to... I needed to buy... And I didn't say a condom. I think I said a male...
Jimmy hat?
Yeah, I don't know what I said.
Male contraception.
I think that's
male
what
contraceptive
I,
device.
I think that's exactly what I said. And he looked at me and said, what size? He knows I'm nervous. And
yes.
So he's playing that old joke
what is
on
he
me.
Doing?
Normal...
And yes. So, yeah, I think I said, you know, something on the larger side.
Meanwhile, you had to zip tie it on.
Bingo. Jeez.
I always have to order their Trojan horse size.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think the worst name for them is Rubbers. I don't know why Rubbers sounds... So much more vulgar than condoms. Same number of syllables, but it just sounds a lot worse.
It sounds so low rent.
I know it.
When you have to go get a rubber.
Hold on, I got to go put on a rubber. When I was a kid, and I'd use like a gas station restroom or something like that, and they'd have those machines
the
on the wall.
Dispenser
of
the restroom. Yeah.
It's just so gross.
Yeah.
Kind of racy photos,
yeah, the
not
graphics,
showing everything, but
graphics are a little weird. And
yeah,
everything about the trucker life was really weird to me when I was a kid growing up. And my mom was always, she was always talking, trash talking truckers, because that was coming out of the 70s and that whole trucker culture. And she was just, every one of them was
keep on trucking.
"Quote unquote, hopped up on pills." I didn't even know what that meant when I was a kid. She was always talking about all these pills those guys were on.
They slept in their cab, and
yeah,
there were lot lizards.
Lot lizards,
there.
And a lot of times they'd have those mud flaps with the graphics on them that were really suggestive. The reclining woman and the.
Yeah.
It's either the reclining woman or the Yosemite Sam with two guns in the air.
Right.
Thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why those were the only two mud flaps offered back in the day.
That's all they had.
And then there was the CB culture that truckers had.
That was great.
Was it?
Yes.
Man, I got a CB probably like 20 years ago. Bought it at an estate sale.
A little late?
Yeah, very late. I just saw it was like $5 and something. And I was obsessed with that because my dad had a CB in his little Toyota Celica.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I got this CB about 20 years ago, put it in my car, drive around, and there was some dude, some trucker who had a repeater, which makes it 50 times stronger, and he was just putting everybody on blast, dominating this channel, talking about how he just needed a young guy to blank.
Oh, God.
And it was just the most vulgar,
okay,
non-Christian monologue that he was on.
Oh, my.
My cousin had a CB in his pickup when we were in high school, and that was our Friday and Saturday night every week. We would just drive around Lancaster and DeSoto and get on the CB, and it was so great.
Yeah. For those that might not know, a CB is this, it's a citizens band radio. You get on it and anyone can talk on any of these 40 channels that they have, and you know, everybody had to just wait their turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you were in the same general area,
yeah.
That is. But boy, when you're a kid and you could jump on, we'd see a big rig and we'd Breaker 19, we'd be on channel 19, Breaker 19, and we'd get to talk and maybe a trucker would talk to us.
Yeah.
We thought
so
that
awesome.
Was amazing. This is before cell phones, of course.
Right. Or
so
if it hit the
mobile technology like that.
Frequency of your walkie-talkie. I didn't have a CB, but I had, I guess, 19 and... Channel 2 was some other channel.
Yeah, on your walkie-talkie.
And you'd try the truckers, you'd go by them, and if they ever, hey, I just passed you. Oh, wow, hey, where are you going? You know, that was really cool.
What's your 20?
Yeah, what's your 20?
What's your 20?
It's awesome.
That's so much easier than saying, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
All right, Gordo, well, thank you. That is the observation
Chinese
deck.
Chinese condoms.
There you go.
Yeah.